yesterday's attacks and other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Jalal ad-Din Rumi. For centuries, these men dressed in robes and tall hats have been spinning in circles in a drama of faith and love, mirroring the revolving nature of existence and all living things. They turn toward the truth, grow through love, abandon ego, and embrace perfection. These whirling dervishes, as they are called, are the followers of a 13th century poet whose teachings and practices were to bring peace and harmony to the world, constantly threatened by war and conflict. His name is Jalal ad-Din Rumi, known simply as Rumi, a poet with one universal message. Our only purpose in life is love. Every year, in the biting cold of mid-December, visitors from all over the world gather together in Konya, an off-the-beaten-track city in Turkey, where this Muslim poet rests in peace, to commemorate his death.
از محبت تلخ مول می شود از محبت تلخ شیرین شود از محبت مسها زرین شود از محبت مرد زنده می کند از محبت شاه بنده می کند.
Jalal ad-Din Rumi, one of the greatest poets in the Persian language, was born in September 1207 in Balkh, now located in Afghanistan. He is famous for his lyrics and for his didactic epic, Mathnaviya Manavi, which widely influenced mystical thought and literature throughout the Muslim world. The threat of the approaching Mongols made Jalal ad-Din's family leave their native town in about 1218. After a pilgrimage to Mecca and journeys through the Middle East, Jalal ad-Din and his family finally dropped anchor in Konya in 1228. Like his father, Jalal ad-Din taught at one of the numerous religious schools in the city. The decisive moment in Jalal ad-Din's life occurred in 1244, when in the streets of Konya he met the wandering dervish Shams ad-Din of Tabriz, who revealed to him the mysteries of divine majesty and beauty.
کیستی تو قطره ای از باده های آسمان اینجا هم زندان و ما زندانیان حفره کن زندان و خود را وارهان
Rumi's masterwork, Mathnaviya Manavi, or Spiritual Couplets, reflects the experience of divine love that yields love for humanity and the whole universe. He believes that love is the path to spiritual growth and insight. Broadly tolerant of all people, regardless of their ethnic or religious backgrounds, this Muslim scholar and poet says,
مسجد و میکده و خانه و بت خانه یکیست ای غلط کرده ره کوچه ما خانه یکیست چشم احوال ز خطا گرچه دو بی روشن است این که دل و دلبر و جانان یکی.
Rumi scholars all agree that this masterpiece draws heavily on the Holy Quran to such an extent that they call it the Quran in verse. In fact, it is the Islamic tradition that gives Rumi his wisdom and enthusiasm for poetry, as well as love for all humanity through mutual tolerance and respect. Perhaps the most popular story in the Mathnavi is the story of Moses and the shepherd. It goes that Moses comes upon a shepherd in the desert and finds him going on a very intimate and folksy conversation with God, asking God to reveal himself so he can dress him, comb his hair, wash his teeth, kiss his hands, treating him like a soulmate.
تو کجایی تا شوم من چاکرت چارقت دوزم کنم شانه سرت دستکت بوسم بمالم پایکت وقت خواب آید بروم جایکت ای فدای تو همه بزهای من ای به یادت هی هی و هی ها ها ها ها
Moses is very quick to chastise the shepherd and give him a very stern warning about the fire that awaits him in hell for such blasphemy. And while the shepherd goes away, utterly undone, God reproaches Moses for breaking up a perfectly happy relationship with his subject and reminds him that his task on earth is to connect, not to separate.
سر به سر فکر و عبادت را بسوز
هیچ آرامی و ترتیبی مجو هرچه می خواهد دل
خشکت Islam is the religion of love, peace and tolerance. And to back up this claim, suffice to have a look at the Holy Book of Muslims, or the books inspired by it, like Rumi's spiritual couplets. Every year, visitors from all over the globe go on a pilgrimage to the shrine of Jalal ad-Din Rumi to show they cherish his peaceful values and ideals, and to show that his memory still lives on.
Mevlana's word, whoever you are, come. So we can understand from this word, we can understand each other as being human, as being people. I think Mevlana wanted to set that there shouldn't be any racism. We are human, so we are the same, I think. And I know if Mevlana was here, there wouldn't be war.
Buyurmuştur, ne olursan ol, yine de gel. İnsanlarımız bu sözün henüz farkında değiller ne yazık ki. Kardeşlikten yana olamıyoruz. Herkes birbirine nasıl kırsam modunda.
Mevlana'nın söylediği o birbirinden değerli sözleri biraz dikkate almamız gerekiyor. Çünkü adam cidden çok güzel konuşmuş.
Miles away from Rumi's mausoleum, a terrorist group, namely Daesh, is wreaking havoc on the area under the cloak of Islam. Being funded by infamous sponsors in the region, the group have reduced many mosques and sacred places to rubble and butchered thousands of innocent people, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. It seems that at this age of chaos, violence, and war, the peaceful ideas of Jalal ad-Din Rumi with its fountainhead in pristine Islam, can help the world bring this modern barbarism to a halt.